The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Once upon a time in Radioland, a towering man strode to a silver microphone and announced to the world these words.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I am that announcer, and my name is Todd Wilkerson. And this is the show I announce.
I'm announcing it right now, in fact.
And you have a front row seat to history.
Here's Eric.
Yeah, thanks, Todd. Hey, folks, I'm pretty excited here. I have the mother of Tim Tebow in the studio. Pam Tebow, welcome to the program.
I'm not the mother of Tim Tebow.
You know what? I'm so sorry. I always get you confused with her. Your father, Fessio.
That's it. That's
right. I'm sorry. Father Fessio of Ignatius Press. That's what I meant to say.
Oh, okay, good.
That's what I meant to
All
say.
Right.
And you know, she doesn't even look like you. I don't know what's
doesn't
wrong
she?
With me.
Really? Okay.
No. You're a jokester, and I'm a jokester, and jokesters have problems when they get together. It's like facing mirrors. We can't accomplish anything. Yeah. You're a hero of mine. Let's pretend that
you have
you're
a lot of heroes.
You're not. I do.
Kind of I try devalue to devalue this whole idea. I have so many heroes.
Well, not if they really are your heroes. What you have done, in case anybody's tuning in, maybe they'd like to know who you are the founder of Ignatius Press.
Yes.
And Ignatius Press has changed my life. The books that you publish there, which I discovered Ignatius back in 1988 or 89, I just started ordering books. G.K. Chesterton, Thomas Howard, Peter Kraft. And then eventually I got to meet some of these people and interview them. But in founding Ignatius Press, have affected countless lives. So I want to ask you, first of all, how did you come to found this magnificent publishing house?
How long a story do you want?
Well, we don't have too much time, but I'll
make it fairly short.
But it's such a big deal, Father Fessio. I mean, you're a humble man, so you kind of act like, oh, shucks. You know, listen, lives have been changed, countless lives, mine among them. So it is interesting to know what led you to do this.
Because I grew a beard.
Say what?
Because I tried to grow a beard. I was a young Jesuit scholastic, not yet ordained, teaching at the University of Santa Clara. I was playing guitar and, you know, with the kids and everything.
So it was kind of like a folk mass kind of thing?
Yeah, that type of thing. I wasn't a priest at the time, but I decided to grow a beard as well. This was the late 60s, you know. Wasn't much of a beard, but my rector, my superior, was not real happy, so I went to talk to the provincial, Father Donahue, the Jesuit, my higher superior. And I shaved the beard, you know, and I said, look, I don't want to be a rebel. I just want to be a good Jesuit. He says, well, he laughed. He said, have you ever thought about going to Europe for theology? And I said, no. Do you want me to think about it? Yeah, I want you to think about it. So driving back from San Francisco to Santa Clara, I said, well, I'll go to Europe for theology. So I did.
Now, when you say Europe.
Europe. I mean France.
Any specific country? France.
France. Lyon. And there I met Father de Lubac. one of the great priests, great Jesuits, great scholars of the 20th century, wonderful man. And when it came time for me to do my doctoral studies, I asked him, what should I do it on? He said, well, you know, why don't you do it on Hans Urs von Balthasar, the greatest theologian of the 20th century?
I know where this is going, folks. Listen carefully. This is a big deal. Hans Urs von Balthasar.
Yes.
Okay, so you decided, in fact, to take him up on this, to do your doctoral studies on the great Hans von
Balthasar. I did.
Urs von Balthasar.
But I asked him, this was 1970 or so, I said, well, where should I do my doctoral studies? He said, well, there's a fine young theologian in Regensburg.
Regensburg, Germany.
Yes.
Well, now, wait a minute. A fine young theologian in Regensburg, Germany. Who would that be?
Professor Ratzinger.
Professor Ratzinger. I think, didn't he once become the Pope of the Catholic
Church?
Just
once, yes.
You got to study with the theological genius known as Cardinal Ratzinger.
Eric, I mean, I've been so blessed to have had Dulebach as my mentor, to go to Regensburg and study von Balthasar under Ratzinger. And by the way, Eric, I had not drunk any alcoholic beverage but when I got to Europe. I was 20 years old. But I began to drink wine in France. And in Bavaria, I began to drink beer.
Right.
And I discovered 13 kinds of beer, not
right.
brands, but kinds. Okay.
So
at the same time, I'm studying Balthasar and de Lubac, and I'm with Ratzinger. So I come back to the United States in 1974, and I have my first American beer.
I was going to say, somebody offers you a Schlitz, and you punch him.
And I spit it out, and I said, if you're going to call this beer, I need another name for what I drank in Bavaria because it's a qualitative difference. Okay, so I was giving a retreat to some nuns, and I was quoting from Balthasar and from de Lubac and from Ratzinger. And these nuns said, well, Father, aren't there any great American theologians? I told them the beer story. And I said, look, you're going to call them theologians here? I need another name for what I had over there because I just thought that the quality of the writing and the depth of the understanding of these men was so vast, so tremendous. Well, we had a little reading club, and I used to translate little passages from these people because they weren't in English. And my good friend John Galton said, Father, he said, we need to have this in English. So the first thing we did is we took one of the books and we translated it into English.
Whose book?
This particular book was by actually Adrienne von Speyer, who was a mystic woman who was a directee of von Balthasar. And I sent it here to New York City, to Staten Island. Alba House, yeah. And they published it. Well, we had a visit from the great dean of Catholic publishers, Frank Sheed. Frank lived in New Jersey, but he was from Australia, and every year he'd go back from New Jersey to Australia and back. He'd stop in San Francisco. He talked to our students. So one day, I was walking on the campus with him, and I told him that we were going to try and translate some of these books from European, you know, theologians
yeah.
and scholars. And I said, well, Frank, do you think we should do this for someone else? Should we start our own publishing company? And he said, by all means, start your own, but be ready for 10 years of grief. And so in 1978, we began Ignatius Press. And Frank Sheed was the one who gave us the recommendation. By the way, have you read Sheed? I mean, Map of Life, Theology and Sanity. Have you read any Frank
Sheed? I have not read Sheed.
Okay.
So I have more to look forward to.
Yeah.
But he's not published by Ignatius.
He is.
Oh, he is?
Yes, he is.
Oh, my gosh.
Well,
you
I mean,
guys publish everybody.
Publishing company.
Yeah.
But then he sold that.
Right.
And we've taken up some of his books and republished them.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so now, you don't publish Dietrich von Hildebrand.
We did one book by him.
You I did. Think. Okay.
Yes.
Well, because I've had Dame Alice von Hildebrand
oh,
on
yes.
this program many times.
Wonderful.
I love that woman.
She's great.
And I would say I adore that woman, but I've got to be careful.
Yes.
She's spectacular. But you publish such a wealth of greatness. I want to cover some of that. But I didn't know the backstory. But the very idea that you did your doctorate under the direction of the man who became Pope Benedict the 16th, that is just something.
It's amazing.
Did
yes.
you stay in touch with him at all?
Oh, yes. And in fact, when he was made an archbishop back in 1970, 1979, I think, his students, his doctoral students, there are about 50 of us, we formed a thing called the Schülerkreis, the student circle.
Schülerkreis. Yeah, das ist wahr.
And so we would meet with him every summer, at the end of the summer, at a monastery somewhere. We'd have a weekend together. We would pray together. We'd have a seminar. We'd discuss things. And he's just the, I mean, people now know him because he's a public figure, but we knew him then before he was well known publicly. He's just a wonderful, I think, a very holy man. I really do think he's a saintly man and a brilliant intellect and so warm and so intelligent. It's just incredible. So, we kept in touch every year. And then, of course, he published his books. We're his U.S. publisher.
Ignatius is his publisher.
Yeah. In fact, I told the story last night. On April 16, 1995, I wrote him a letter. I said, "Dear Carlo Ratzinger, will you give Ignatius Press the English language rights to all your future works?" He wrote back and said, "Of course." Well, 10 years from that date,
yes.
April 16, 1995, he was named Pope.
Yeah. I'd say you hit the jackpot. When we come back, we're going to continue the conversation with Father Fessio of Ignatius Press. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. Don't forget to go to MetaxasTalk.com and give to Angel Tree, please. Thank you.
Upon this land of hopes and dreams, my love.
Are you overwhelmed, unable to think clearly or sleep well at night, or just trudging through each day but not really enjoying your life? I'm a counselor with Faithful Counseling, and that feeling of distress can sometimes be because you're wrestling with a problem that seems too big or too impossible to overcome. Other times, people are consumed by a past hurt. I'm part of a network of Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who share your faith. We want to give you a free week so you can try us out. You can begin a conversation with one of us by text or phone, even video conferencing today. Are you ready to shake this off and begin enjoying your life? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you'll not pay a dime. Go to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score. So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Hey, folks, it's Eric Metaxas. I got to tell you, MyPillow.com, one of the biggest sponsors we've ever had on this program, probably the biggest, they have a special deal for you if you listen to this program. And you can tell your friends, even if they don't listen to this program, if you put in the code Eric or Metaxas right now, this is a limited time offer, as they say, you can get a two-pack of MyPillow's premium pillows for the lowest price that's ever been offered on radio or TV, okay? This is like breaking news. It ends up being $34.99 per pillow. These are the premium pillows, only available at MyPillow.com. Or if you call 800-978-3057, you have to use the promo code Eric or Metaxas. You know these pillows are different than any other pillows. It's why we rave about them. They come with a 10-year warranty. Whoever heard of that? People rave and rave about them. But the two-pack, lowest price ever, MyPillow.com. Use the code.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home Advisor.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm sitting here with Father Joseph Fessio of Ignatius Press. What a wonderful time I'm having talking to you, because everywhere we go, it's just good news and fun. You were talking about Ratzinger, who becomes Cardinal Ratzinger, who becomes Pope Benedict the 16th. Now, I don't know what you can say on this, but I am dying to know, because I so admired him when he said that he was going to step down. I was very grieved. Can you say anything about that? Can you explain to anybody publicly what in the world?
He explained it before he did it. In fact, we did a book of interviews by Peter Zewald. God in the World was one of them, and then Salt of the Earth, I think, was the other. But in one of those books—
Are they still in print?
Oh, yes.
Ignatius, okay.
Yes, and Peter Zewald asked him, he said, well, do you think a pope could ever resign? And Ratzinger said, Pope Benedict said at that time, he said, if a pope should ever consider that he no longer had the spiritual or physical strength to undertake the tasks of being pope, he not only could resign, he must resign. When I read that, I said, okay, when he feels he can't do it any longer, he'll resign, and he did. He's a humble man. He wasn't seeking power. He never wanted to have any kind of authority like that. He was a theologian. He was a preacher. He's a teacher.
Yeah, but Moses didn't want to speak either.
That's right.
The reason I give pushback is because I often think that the greatest people suffer from the sin of being too humble, the flaw of being too humble.
Yeah, and it's not our problem.
When everybody else would push them forward, they say, oh, no. And you think you've got to. I mean, look, John Paul II. How do you refer to him? Saint
John Paul II.
Saint John Paul II. He was as infirm as can be. And his infirmity was a witness.
Exactly. A witness to growing old and dying and still being a witness to the Lord, yeah.
And a witness that all life is sacred and made in God's image. Not all useless life, all busy life, all life.
Yes.
So anyway, I'm very sorry that we have a different pope than the great Benedict the 16th. In any event, I just had to ask you about that. You mentioned a young man living in New York right now whom you published,
Sohrab Amari.
Sohrab Amari.
He's an Iranian-American who came here at the age 13. He'd kind of rejected already the Shiite Islam of his youth. He had a great idea of America as this wonderful kind of utopia. In fact, he ended up going to Eden, Utah, and living in a trailer park. It wasn't exactly the American utopia he was looking for. But he began reading Nietzsche in high school, and then Camus and Sartre, and then Marx. And he went through the whole intellectual path of the West from the Enlightenment to the present day through postmodernism, and became Christian right here in New York City, became Catholic. And can he write? Oh, my gosh, he's a terrific writer. But his story is one that helps us understand how we all got to where we are. I mean, the whole postmodern, you know, critical period, it was lived through by him as a young man. He's only 32, 33 years old. He's brilliant. Anyway, I think you'll enjoy talking to him.
I think I'd like to have him on the show. For whom does he write these days?
Well, oh, I think, he's New York Post. I think he's there for an editor.
Wow. They're moving up in the world.
He was Wall Street Journal.
Uh-huh.
Commentary.
Yeah.
But his book is From Fire by Water. From Fire by Water.
We've got to get him on this show.
Okay.
I only have guests on to find out who else I should have on.
Okay.
From Fire by Water. Beautiful. Oh, my goodness. Well, I mentioned Dietrich von Hildebrand. I think part of God's calling on my life is to be a bridge, in a sense, because I think that there's so many people in what we would call the evangelical world who are not exposed to the great writings of other members of the Christian church, simply because maybe they're in the Catholic fold. And I think of some of the folks that you publish. Now, Joseph Pierce is constantly cranking out,
yes,
these spectacular books.
Yep.
And I interviewed him recently about Solzhenitsyn and about Oscar Wilde. The story of Oscar Wilde coming to faith is just, yeah, unknown.
I know.
And so that's another reason that I'm grateful for Ignatius, because the world needs to know that that man, Oscar Wilde, very seriously became a Christian.
That's right.
These are not true or false questions. But I, well, I think also of Dietrich.
Was it a question?
No.
Okay.
It was Dietrich von Hildebrand is another one. I discovered him through some Catholic friends in New York City, but there's just such a treasury out there for folks who are not Catholic, and I would say the first place to look is Ignatius Press.
Eric, do we have time before the break for me to tell a short parable about you and me?
I'm pretty sure we do.
Okay. Well, when they used to feed you on the planes, and I used to travel more, I'd have the tray in front of me, flying at 40,000 feet over the flyover country, and I'd have a piece of bread and think, well, that wheat came from somewhere down there. Some person's farm was the origin of that wheat. And someone had to do that farming and actually have a truck and a tractor and bring it to the silo, and then it was made into bread. And there's probably 10,000 people that gave me that piece of bread. And this knife I'm using used to have metal knives, now the plastic because of 9/11, but where'd that steel come from? There was a mine somewhere. There was someone who owned that mine. There was a truck driver. There was a foundry, whatever. Another 10,000 people. It took probably a million people for me to have that meal. I don't know any of them. We all have our little role to play in the whole fabric of life. And so we publish books, which means to make public. We don't write them. We publish them. But books are like seeds, okay? But that the printer helps us do that, you know? And so now I'm on your show, and you're not doing a book right now, and so people are watching or listening. But that's part of the whole web of witness that we're trying to create here, that this show will help people to do more than just listen and watch. It'll help them read. And as you know, there's something about reading which gives you more substance, more depth. But you also have to have the talking and the...
I think the reason that's true of reading, because I've thought about this, when I write my own books, I have to say that part of the trick is that when you're talking, people feel some urge to respond. And if they disagree with you, you immediately get into some kind of argument or debate. When you have the leisure, the time, and solitude to read, you have the freedom to have your mind changed, because it's not, you're not ashamed. There's nobody there. You're just ruminating. And so I say that really to help people to understand that, you know, if you're a Christian, arguing somebody into the faith hardly ever works. But if you can put a book in their hand without saying anything dumb like, this will show you why I'm right and you're wrong. If you can just shut up and give them a great book. Chance of the Dance, if you have a literary friend, is a perfect example.
Sure.
Don't say anything. Just say, I think this is one of the most beautifully written books, and just hand it to them.
Read it.
And let them read it and see what happens.
Right. It works on the mind and the heart. And as I say, it's important also not just to read, but to share it and talk about it, which is like what we're doing right here, and others can do in their family with their friends. So the whole universe of Christian fellowship is important in spreading the faith and forming people's hearts.
Well, thank you for saying that, because that's absolutely right. I guess I want to ask you about who are some of the other authors that you've published at Ignatius that we haven't mentioned, because there are so many great folks in there.
I wish I could remember them all. I should have brought a catalog with me.
Well, I mean, I can think of it. The novelist who wrote Father Elijah.
Oh, Michael O'Brien.
Michael O'Brien.
Oh,
Where is he?
Canada, Combermere, Canada. It's in Ontario. He's a magnificent writer. I mean, I am not a great critic of literature, but I enjoy good literature. I mean, Dostoevsky and Tolstoy and Dickens and so on. And I compare him with them. I really do. And he's also an artist. We're coming out this fall with a book of his paintings. He's a wonderful artist. He's a very deeply spiritual man who can really write.
This is Michael O'Brien.
Michael O'Brien, yeah.
Sounds Irish.
Father Elijah.
Father Elijah is the big book that kind of most people would reference with regard to.
That's right. Probably the one he likes best, and we do also, is called Island of the World. It's set in Croatia, and he's become a national hero in Croatia. He's visited over there, and they translated the book in Croatian. But it's a wonderful story.
Wow.
Which I can't remember.
Yeah, well, that's okay. Well, I'm just excited. And who wrote Map of Life?
Oh, Frank Sheed.
Sheed. Okay.
Yeah. Now, he's, of course, deceased many years.
Yeah.
But Map of Life and Theology and Sanity are a couple of his well-known writings.
Yeah, well, this is so many people who listen to this program just going to be thrilled.
Of course, Chesterton, obviously.
Oh, well, we'll get to Chesterton. Yeah. Oh, don't worry. We'll get to Chesterton, man. Okay, folks. Before we return to the conversation with Father Fessio, remember, please go to MetaxasTalk.com. Click on the Angel Tree banner. We really need your help. Thank you.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump is warning Iran not to threaten the United States. Shortly after a rocket landed near the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, the president tweeted a warning to Tehran, saying, if Iran wants to fight, that will be the official end of Iran. Never threaten the United States again. Britain's Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt is warning Iran not to underestimate the resolve of the U.S. amid the heightened tensions across the Persian Gulf. A suspect being charged with capital murder in the slaying of an Alabama police officer. Authorities say 29-year-old Grady Wayne Wilkes could face the death penalty in the shooting death of police officer William Buchner. Ford revealed details of its long-awaited restructuring plan today and will part ways with 7,000 white-collar workers worldwide. That's about 10% of its global salaried workforce. This is SRN News.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day. For free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Morning. Today's forecast calls for blue skies.
Sun is shining in the sky.
It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Father Fessio of Ignatius Press. If you don't know about Ignatius Press, I hope you do now because they publish so much great stuff. We're just talking about some of it. Peter Kraft, you publish how many books by the great Peter Kraft?
Well, we've sold 700,000 copies.
700,000
copies, yeah.
Copies, soft cover, sewn binding.
Yeah, so we always sew our books. We want to have them be beautiful because, hey, we're Christian and the word is sacred. By the way, we will not print barcodes in the back of our books. We don't want barcodes printed on our books. A book is a sacred thing.
You won't put barcodes on your books.
I love
you even more.
We put a sticker there. We put a barcode sticker that they can take off.
Yeah.
But we think a book, I mean, Bible means book, right? And that's the book. And all books ought to be reflective of the beauty and the truth of the Bible.
Well, let me say this. I normally hate soft cover books. The soft cover books you all publish are so beautifully made. There's just nothing
like
them.
Yeah, we sew them just like a hardcover.
Yes.
We use a good solid cover.
Yeah.
And then we use the best paper, natural paper.
Now, you do. I have seen recently one Ignatius book that was a hardcover.
Well, we do hardcovers.
You do some hardcovers.
Sure. We'll do your next book as a hardcover.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I honestly...
What's your conversion?
I know. That's the
no,
problem.
That's okay.
I only converted to Christ. But that's pretty good.
That's good enough.
That's a good start.
That's a good start.
Okay. So you published Peter Kraft. Peter Kraft is one of the most delightfully ecumenical writers.
He is.
Who is a Catholic. So ecumenical that he gave me a fulsome... endorsement for my biography of Martin Luther. Now, I didn't write Martin Luther to put the Catholic Church down. On the contrary, really, I think it's just an amazing history. But he was generous enough, you know, to praise my book. But his books, I can't tell you how many of them I've written, and all of them have been published.
You haven't written any of them.
I mean, read.
Yeah.
All of them have been.
I hope not.
Have been published by you.
Yeah, not all. Well, he's published some with InterVarsity Press and some others.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
Hey, let's take a little pause here, Eric, and make this thing clear that it's very important that you and I are here on this show as an evangelical and a Catholic priest, because in our society, in our time, in our culture, we got to focus on what we believe together.
Amen.
And we got to stand shoulder to shoulder to bring Christ to our culture. It's
Amen.
Very important, you know.
Well, look, the funny thing is Dennis Prager, who's Jewish, will say the same thing, that he is extremely pro-Christian. I don't know how many people are coming to Christ through Dennis Prager. And it's because there's so many issues that do unite us. You know, you're wearing the tiny... feet on your lapel, the pro-life issue.
Yeah.
That's the most important ecumenical issue of our time. Big in that.
Yeah.
It's the human rights issue of our day. And, you know, I think you separate the sheep from the goats on a couple of these issues. Where do you stand on that one?
Well, Eric, when I was studying in Germany, on the weekends, I was what they called a contract chaplain for the U.S. Army. It was actually a contract. It said item, Catholic priest, unit, one, cost per unit, $500, you know. And I would go out on weekends to Amberg, 3rd of the 2nd ACR, and I would be the chaplain out there. And there was a group of Christians there, Catholics, Protestants, Evangelicals, and so on. But we were in the midst of a bunch of soldiers who were out of their country for the first time. They're young, many of them not mature. They're in a foreign country, can't speak the language. They're experimenting. It was a pretty miserable place. And so the Christians had to come together and bring the light of Christ to these poor, kind of lost soldiers, you know. And so we would pray together. We'd make retreats together. We'd make pilgrimages together. And we had this one principle. We said, you know something? We know that Jesus wants us to be one. And so if there's anything we differ on, then we have to try and argue, knowing that we all love Jesus, he's our Savior, and we have that as our basis, but we have an obligation to try and get closer and closer to unity. None of them became Catholics. None of the Catholics became Protestants. But we loved each other more and more, and we worked to bring Christ to that base. And that's got to continue. It's marked my life, Eric.
Well, one of the things that has bothered me, I mentioned earlier that Chuck Colson was an early mentor, his writings, and His wife was Catholic. He never became Catholic, but that ecumenical view. And when we say ecumenical view, we're not talking about the sloppy 70s.
No.
Hey, let's all ignore our differences. No, but let's be robust in our faith, so robust that we can recognize who our real brothers and sisters are. And that, to me, is vitally important. And I get very roiled when I encounter Christians who don't get that, because I feel that you're closer to being a Pharisee in the purely negative sense than you are to loving Jesus. So thank you for what you do. I want to talk more about some of the authors you publish, just because I want my audience to know. We talked about Peter Kraft. You said you publish more novels. Fiorella
Nash.
We've
done that because there's been kind of a decline in really good Christian or Catholic novels, especially Catholic novels. By Catholic, I don't necessarily mean it's about the Catholic Church or about Catholic topics, but you know, as we know, Eric, that the Catholic worldview in the larger sense is a deeply Christian view that embraces art and literature and philosophy and so on, and sculpture, so that we want to have people writing novels who have that deep Christian sense of the world, like Flannery O'Connor.
We have to hit pause. We're going to a break. Folks, we'll be right back, and we'll talk about Flannery O'Connor with Father Fessio. Stick around.
Talking just the other day, and they said you were going to put me on a shelf.
Albin, I always talk about Relief Factor, but sometimes it's better to hear from somebody else. So today, we're going to hear from Anne. Here she is.
It has changed my life, is the only thing I can say. Been exercising for years. My shoulder is in bad shape. It's swelling. It hurts. It goes numb during the night. Well, I heard about Relief Factor on the radio, and I'd been hearing testimonies for a couple of years, and I decided I'm going to order Relief Factor because I need help. I was sleeping sitting up for 5 years with pillows in my back, and now I'm sleeping flat on my back with one pillow.
This is amazing. I beg my relatives to take this. I was at a wedding recently. I'm begging them. I'm saying, look, you've got aches and pains. Take this. In 3 weeks, you'll know if it works for you. You're crazy not to try it. And by the way, it's cheap. Like, that's the whole idea. That's why it's like, you know, sweeping the nation, because people can afford to take it.
Yes.
Go to ReliefFactor.com. Get the quick start pack for $19.99. Check it out. 3 weeks. ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, Hugh Hewitt here for PatriotMobile.com. Go and sign up today at PatriotMobile.com/Hugh, and I'll tell you why. You can support your values with veteran-led Patriot Mobile, America's only conservative cell phone company, providing reliable, indeed crystal-clear nationwide coverage, the same coverage you get with AT&T, Verizon, all of them. It's very easy to switch to Patriot Mobile. You keep your same phone number, you bring your own device, or you buy a new one. You enjoy no hidden fees, no roaming fees, no liberal agenda. And Patriot Mobile, more than $2 million have already been used to support your constitutional rights. Imagine what we could do with you on our side when you switch to Patriot Mobile. With unlimited talk and text plans starting as low as $25 a month, don't wait. Visit PatriotMobile.com/Hugh. That's PatriotMobile.com/Hugh. Join me. I've got my Patriot Mobile phone right here. Join me and stop the left. Switch to PatriotMobile.com today. We need you now more than ever. Visit PatriotMobile.com/Hugh.
Your cell phone's connected to your tablet. Your tablet's connected to your laptop. Your laptop's connected to your Wi-Fi. 1 week link and thieves are in.
The digital world is so connected these days, it just takes 1 week link for criminals to get in. Good thing LifeLock Identity Theft Protection includes the power of Norton Security to watch out for threats in today's connected world.
Your desktop's connected to your smart TV. Your smart TV's connected to your smartwatch.
Threats to your identity, like your info for sale on the dark web. And online threats to your devices, like ransomware. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But LifeLock with Norton detects a wide range of threats to your identity and devices. And if there's a problem, our agents will work to fix it.
Your smartwatch is connected to your video doorbell. Your video doorbell's connected to your smart lock.
Join now and get 10% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code TITTLE for 10% off. LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score. So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free, no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Lido missed the boat that day. He left the shack. But that was all he missed, and he ain't coming back. Neptune Stone Bar in a gin joint car, he made a stop just long enough to grab a handle off the top. Next stop, Chi-Town, Leo put the money down, let him roll.
Hey there, folks. What do Boz Skaggs and Flannery O'Connor have in common? The answer, the Eric Metaxas Show. Father Fessio, we're just talking about
Catholic
the great Flannery
revival.
O'Connor. And, yes, go ahead.
And her as an example of someone who was Catholic, yes, but she was published here in New York by Farrar, Straus, and Giroux, not a Catholic publishing company.
No.
And she was appreciated and loved as a writer by people who weren't even Christians, but especially by Christians. Because
although, let's face it, that was before the great cultural divide of the 60s and afterward, when it was possible still to appreciate a profoundly Christian writer without oneself being Christian. Look, Thomas Merton was popular at that time. There was a small renaissance in a way
and
at
Bishop
that time.
Sheen was on television. He outperformed Milton Berle. You know, it was amazing. But she's an example of a writer who is Catholic but is not writing Catholic material.
Right.
And so we're doing the same thing now. We want to try and encourage Catholic authors to write. And Michael O'Brien does that. Fiorella De Maria does that. And also, we were together with you last night, Eric, at the Catholic Alliance for the Film Arts, which is actually, it's called the Catholic Alliance because there's three Catholic ministries that have formed it.
Right.
But it's meant to be ecumenical in the sense of working with Joe Goodman, who's a evangelical filmmaker. And he has the rights to all of Flannery O'Connor's works.
And when he told me that, I fainted. I said, you have the rights? That's like saying we just bought the rights to Santa Claus. I mean, how do you get all the rights? But it took them a long time.
That's right.
And as we learned last night, they're making films of her work. But, you know, when we say films of the work, I think maybe people think, oh, these are going to be kind of hokey religious films. On the contrary, they're going to be closer to the Coen brothers' films.
Exactly.
Because Flannery O'Connor is one of the funniest and in some ways darkest, although dark with the glimmer of hope of
God. The light is always there. There's always grace there, but it may take you some time to see it. But that's the beautiful thing about it. She shows grace in the darkest places, the most grotesque places, the most weird places, you know.
Well, look, I think Dostoevsky has done that. Great art does that.
That's true.
And that's what Flannery O'Connor does, and it's why her stories are so great. It's hard to overstate because not only are they great on every level, but then they're also very funny because, you can be a great – Dostoevsky's not exactly a knee slapper. She has some very funny stuff in her short stories.
That's true. That is true. But let's bring this back to Jesus, too, in the sense that who is the model of true beauty and true art? You know, Jesus is. But on the cross, is that beautiful? Well, not in the worldly sense, but that is the most perfect expression of divine love that has ever been made, you know? So that's what real art will do. It will show you the glory in the cross. And Flannery does that.
I referenced yesterday when we were together, I referenced in my remarks the great film called The Passion of the Christ by Mel Gibson. And I thought it changes your view of art because you don't go to be entertained.
No.
It's like looking at an altar triptych from, you know, the 13th century. It is as great as art gets, but it is devotional. And we have ceased to think of art as potentially devotional. That's kind of a big thought. Nobody talks about that.
No,
I mean, you must have thought about that more than I have.
I have, but I'm like C.S. Lewis. I'm a medieval man. I like the art that is not abstract and not cubist and not, you know.
What's the but? I'm with you.
Okay.
I just can't even tell you. I mean, we haven't talked about C.S. Lewis, but all my Catholic friends always say that he eventually would have become Catholic.
Well, he did. He became Catholic. November 22nd, 1963. That's when he died.
Oh, I get it. And I suppose John F. Kennedy on that same day became Catholic.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure. They might have gone to different places.
Yeah, I sure hope not, but it's anything's possible. Yeah. My Lord. When we talk about Lewis, though, he is someone also who is able to import a thoroughly Christian biblical view of the universe into great art.
Well, or Tolkien, even more so.
Well, of course.
The Inklings, I mean, it's amazing.
And neither of whom are published by Ignatius. How come you can't get the rights?
Unfortunately, they came out around before we existed, so
yeah.
We couldn't do that. We can't do retroactive publishing.
Well, surely Walter Hooper can, like, you know, put the screws to somebody. I interviewed him at Socrates in the City at length. I did 3 80-minute interviews because I was just furious that no one had ever sat him down. And this was in Oxford at St. Aldate's. But what a great man.
Oh, my. Yes. And what a wealth of knowledge he had from being so close to Lewis.
Oh, yeah. And talk about a great son of the church.
What's your favorite Lewis book?
Well, that's really tough to say. Maybe Perelandra.
That was his favorite with one other.
Everybody says Till We Have Faces.
Yes, that's the second one.
Well, I know,
Eric.
But I have mixed feelings about that book.
Oh, really?
I would never say that it's anything less than great. There's no question.
Yeah.
But in terms of what I like, I need to probably read it again so that I can say more specifically what it is about it that I don't love. But Lewis's Perelandra, although I have to say, the Narnia books, I did not begin reading them until I was an adult, until I was 30 or 31 years old. And I thought, truly, truly, these are some of the greatest books ever written. They are not kids' books. They are great literature, which kids may read.
Yeah.
But no one has done what Lewis did in the Space Trilogy. I mean, I think Perelandra ought to be taught along with Paradise Lost in English departments.
Absolutely.
If there's any school that calls itself Christian, they ought to teach Paradise Lost and Perelandra together in a survey course. We're going to a break. We'll be right back. Final segment with Father Fessio. Folks, go to MetaxasTalk.com. Please give to Angel Tree. We need your help.
Walking around some kind of lonely cloud. Rainy days and Mondays always get me.
In his new book, Rise of the Servant Kings, former LAPD officer and Promise Keepers chairman Ken Harrison shares that real men are designed to be proactive, courageous, and humble, not passive, fearful, or arrogant. This book equips men to confidently step into their marriages, families, work, and friendships with newfound strength as they embrace God's true plan for their lives. Rise of the Servant Kings, available wherever books are sold and at riseoftheservantkings.com.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott.
President Trump is warning Iran not to threaten the United States. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Shortly after a rocket landed near the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, the president tweeted a warning. He said, if Iran wants to fight, that will be the official end of Iran. Never threaten the United States again. Iran's foreign minister posted his own message on Twitter, saying Mr. Trump had been goaded into genocidal taunts. But Britain's foreign secretary is warning Iran not to underestimate the resolve of the U.S. amid heightened tensions across the Persian Gulf. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Ford has revealed details of its long-awaited restructuring plan as it prepares for a future of electric and autonomous vehicles by parting ways with 7,000 white-collar workers worldwide. That's about 10% of its global salaried workforce. On Wall Street, the Dow down 128 points. This is SRN News.
Following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-6 671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070 or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Hello world, hear the song that we're singing. Come on, get happy. A whole lot of loving is what
it's the Irwin Taxes Show. I'm talking to Father Fessio of Ignatius Press. If you can't spell Ignatius, get help and look it up online, because you guys, public, if you can't spell press, maybe you're not the reader we thought you were. Hey, we just have a few minutes left.
Okay.
Let's talk about a non-Ignatius author, C.S. Lewis. You said that Paralandra, you taught that. My favorite book by Lewis.
A course in theology and literature to seniors at a Jesuit university.
Can you name it?
Yeah, University of San Francisco.
I've heard of it.
Okay. And they read it. They liked it as a story. They didn't understand anything religious about it.
Wasn't it your job to explain that to them?
It was, but I thought they might have picked up some little hint by reading it.
Well, sometimes the mountain's a steeper climb than you thought. Go ahead.
Well, another thing related to this, I taught another course called Revelation and Christology, and I used two books. I used C.S. Lewis's Miracles for Revelation.
Yeah.
What is Revelation? And then Chesterton's Everlasting Man for Christology, who is Christ. And
Chesterton's Everlasting Man,
yeah,
one of the greatest books.
It's a classic.
You published that.
We do.
Now, it's not easy to read. The first part of it is a little tough, but
yes,
oh boy, is that a book.
He never went to college, you know.
That's why he was able to be a great writer. Are you kidding?
No.
That Orthodoxy, of course, is it. That's amazing.
Anything he writes is worth reading.
Well, The Man Who Was Thursday was another mind blower. When I got to the end of that, I just thought, did I die? Who am I?
Yeah.
I mean, it was, there's power.
God blessed them with special genius, and it's their Christian faith also which has helped them to really flourish in what they write. So you come closer to Christ, I believe, by reading these great authors.
There's no question. And by the way, we were talking about C.S. Lewis. I think if I maybe had to pick one of the Narnia books, I would say The Silver Chair and The Dawn Treader. And the last one, The Last Battle.
The Silver Chair,
there's stuff in there. My goodness. I mean, the...
Did you cry?
I don't remember. I don't.
I do.
But you remember whether I cried?
Yes.
The Silver Chair when it talks about underland, yeah, and then beneath underland, a deeper, I mean, for me, I don't know why, but it just doesn't get better than that.
No, how about The Great Divorce?
Well, I was going to say we're in trouble because there's another book that I'd have to put, you know, it's kind of funny. One book that I never loved by Lewis, it's considered widely to be one of his best, is The Screwtape Letters.
It's not that great.
For some reason, I don't love it.
He didn't either.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm so glad I agree with C.S. Lewis.
Yeah.
It's such a pleasure talking to you, Father Fessio. We're just about out of time. You send out catalogs. I get them all the time. How do people get a catalog from Ignatius Press?
Go to Ignatius.com, I-G-N-A-T-I-U-S, Ignatius.com, and you can ask for a catalog or look at it online.
Look at it online. Ignatius.com. I always look forward to those catalogs. And I want to remind people, go to Angel Tree, go to MetaxasTalk.com before we forget. Please give to Angel Tree Camp. We really need your help. We'd appreciate it. Father Fessio, an honor and a joy to have you here. Thank
Likewise.
You so much.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.